There is going to be another political debate tonight. Republicans in South Carolina now after the Iowa and New Hampshire primaries. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton heading down there too. Nevada and South Carolina are the next two states on the primary calendar. Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders coming off big wins in New Hampshire. Hillary Clinton and Ted Cruz won Iowa. A couple of other Republicans still potentially in the race. And joining us now to talk about where things stand on the polling side of things is public policy polling director Tom Jensen. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So, post-mortem after the Iowa and New Hampshire primaries, did things end up shaking out the way that you generally expected them to be? I know you've been following both of those states for a long time.
Yeah, I think that Iowa ended up being a little bit of a surprise in terms of Cruz winning, but New Hampshire, I think, certainly went the way everyone expected. Donald Trump had had a wide lead since August, and that just continued. There definitely was some movement in the final days. I think if he hadn't done so poorly in the debate, Marco Rubio probably would have finished second in New Hampshire, certainly wouldn't have ended up finishing fifth. So I think that's definitely the biggest story from the night is sort of his collapse. And it'll be interesting to see if he can turn that around in South Carolina or not. There hasn't been any publicly released polling in South Carolina, obviously, since it just wrapped up Tuesday night in New Hampshire. But there's a private Republican poll making the rounds today that has Trump at 32%, Cruz at 26%, and Rubio at 20%. And that's pretty consistent with what we found sort of in the national picture last week. So that wouldn't surprise me. And it'll be interesting to see if the debate this Saturday night causes the same sort of movement in the race that the debate last Saturday night did.
Certainly a chance for Marco Rubio to get back after that poor performance last week. John Kasich performed better than expected, I think, in New Hampshire. I think he was one of the bigger, better beneficiaries of Rubio dropping back. But that's in New Hampshire. Does it seem like he has any potential momentum to keep his campaign going for many states beyond that? Or is that just sort of a one-off second place finish for him?
I think it was a one-off for him. I think it's very similar to John Huntsman's campaign and 2012, where both Huntsman and Kasich invested everything in New Hampshire, basically put all their money and energy into New Hampshire, and they got a solid finish out of it. But it's like, where do you go from there? The same South Carolina poll I was talking about, Kasich's apparently at 2%, so certainly doesn't have any support in South Carolina. And what he's been talking about a lot today, what his strategists have been talking about is, well, they're going to focus on Michigan next, which is on March 8th. Well, before Michigan votes, you not only have Nevada and South Carolina, you have all of Super Tuesday. So I don't think you can really write off Super Tuesday in the 10 or 12 states or whatever number it is that vote that day and then just, you know, come in and do well in Michigan. It's like, even if you win Michigan somehow, which I think would be unlikely, even with the geographical proximity, it just doesn't add up to much of a real strategy for getting the nomination to sort of pick five states that you're going to try to compete in, and that's it. So nice job for Kasich Tuesday night, but still not much of a path for him moving forward.
It sounds like he's really trying to be Secretary of Commerce.
Well, I think Kasich would actually be an interesting running mate for somebody, particularly if it's a Trump or Cruz who's sort of more conservative. Kasich would bring a moderating voice to the ticket, and also he's one of the few people in this presidential race who's actually remained popular in their home state, even while running for president. We've talked a lot over the last couple of years about how people were becoming unpopular at home from running for president, but Kasich's still very popular. Ohio, probably the most important swing state. Maybe if he grinds it out and does well in some more primaries, that will sort of give him more of a rationale for being the vice president pick for whoever ends up emerging.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, publicpolicypolling.com is the website if you want the latest numbers. They're doing a survey now, I believe, of South and North Carolina, so there will be more numbers coming out here fairly soon. We're speaking about the Republican presidential race right now. Let's turn to the Democrats with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, the only two candidates left. Hillary won Iowa by an extremely narrow margin. Bernie won New Hampshire by a pretty wide margin, but it looked like Bernie did better in both Iowa and New Hampshire than the last-minute polls were indicating. So how much momentum does he have going forward into these states like Nevada and South Carolina where he really hasn't been polling as well?
Well, the New Hampshire performance was unambiguously impressive, but there were two things about it that I think still spell potential trouble for him down the line. Number one is that New Hampshire, almost 50% of the vote was actually from independents rather than from Democrats. And when you look at how the Democrats in New Hampshire voted, it was pretty much even between Clinton and Sanders. The reason that Sanders had such a blowout victory is that he won the independent swath of the electorate by something like 50 points. But there's going to be a lot of states moving forward that have closed primaries where everybody who votes in the Democratic primary is a registered Democrat. Sanders is going to really struggle in those places compared to how he did, particularly in New Hampshire. The other thing is simply that the New Hampshire electorate is like 100% white, and Sanders is strong with white voters. You get to Nevada and South Carolina. In Nevada, you're going to have about 40% of the Democratic vote is either Latino or African American. In South Carolina, most likely 55% of the Democratic vote is going to be African American. Right now, we're finding nationally that Hillary Clinton leads Sanders 82-8 with African Americans. And has a substantial advantage with Latinos as well. So the big question moving forward is, yes, Sanders is doing incredibly well with white voters right now. Can he broaden that appeal to African Americans and Latinos, who are going to be so much more important in the states coming ahead?
You mentioned Bernie Sanders' edge with independent voters, and there are a lot of close primaries coming up. So presumably Hillary Clinton still has the inside track to win the nomination, even if it's not a done deal yet. Does that sort of disadvantage that she has against Bernie Sanders with independents, does that bode poorly for her if she gets the nomination in the general election, or do independents see her about the same as they do the Republicans?
Well, I think that she would end up doing okay with those people. But one bigger picture issue that I think is worth talking about from Iowa and New Hampshire is that turnout was higher on the Republican side in both states than it was on the Democratic side. Mm-hmm. That's a huge contrast from 2008, when Democrats really were far more excited than Republicans in these early states. And it sort of foreshadowed the advantage that Democrats ended up having throughout the entire year. So if I'm a Republican hoping to get back the presidency this fall, I feel pretty encouraged about the fact that there seems to be more energy on my side than on the Democratic side. Not just that more Republicans than Democrats voted in Iowa and New Hampshire, but also if you compare it to 2008, fewer Democrats voted in Iowa and New Hampshire this year than did in 2008 when it was Obama and Clinton. So Democrats are not as excited this time around as they were last time. Republicans, on the other hand, are seeing much higher turnout than they had for their field of candidates in 2008. So just in general, the Republicans seem to have a little bit more energy, and that's a good sign for them looking towards November.
Are there external factors at play there? I know, I as a journalist, I hate to blame the media, but we have really been focusing on the Republicans more than the Democrats this cycle.
Yeah. I mean, it's a definite case where there has been a lot more attention to the Republicans, so that may be a factor in what's turning them out. And another thing that's important to think about is that if you're a Democrat, for the most part, you like both Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. You may be picking one or the other in the primary, but you like both of them. On the other hand, for the Republicans, even though they're getting higher turnout, in a lot of cases, if you didn't vote for Donald Trump, you hate Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. If you didn't vote for Marco Rubio, you don't like Marco Rubio. So I do think that Democrats sort of have more of a consensus that they like their candidates, whereas the Republicans, part of the thing that's driving this high turnout is really having problems with one candidate or another such that you don't want them in there.
All right. Speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling, publicpolicypolling.com again is the website. And Tom, before we let you go, looking ahead to South Carolina and Nevada, the next two primary states, and then beyond that, first of all, who do you expect to come out on top in South Carolina and Nevada the way the things are right now? And when do you expect all of this to be decided? Is this going to be decided way into March? Is it not going to be decided until even further down the road?
Well, first of all, the predictions, and I'll sort of rank them by order of certitude. I am sure Hillary Clinton's going to win South Carolina. I think Hillary Clinton will probably win Nevada. I think Donald Trump will probably win South Carolina. I have no idea on the Republican side in Nevada because I don't know if anyone has polled it the whole time. But I think we're in for the long haul, especially on the Republican side. It's going to be a long time before anybody's able to really pull away from the field and get a large mass of delegates. I do think that Hillary Clinton will be clearly in the driver's seat after Super Tuesday, because I expect her to win most of those states. But I think Bernie Sanders is going to do well enough that he gets to stay around. So I would anticipate both of these races moving into April. It'll be a much sort of longer-term race than we saw for the Republicans in 2012, and I guess maybe sort of similar to what we saw for the Democrats in 2008.
I can't help but remember that Nevada has Vegas in it, and Donald Trump is a big old building with his name on the side of it. Is there... Have we done cross tabs on states where Donald Trump is a giant building versus states where he doesn't?
Well, there was a New York poll out this week that showed Donald Trump with one of his biggest leads over the Republican field there of any state. So that, I guess, that does bode well for buildings with your names on it helps you theory.
All right. Tom Jensen, Director of Public Policy Polling. Again, publicpolicypolling.com is the website. Keep checking for more numbers as we get further into primary season and beyond. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.